Rise and shine. 6 a.m. and your hand can't make it to the alarm clock before the voices in your head start telling you that it's too early, too dark, and too cold to get out of bed. Aching muscles lie still in rebellion, pretending not to hear your brain commanding them to move. A legion of voices are shouting their unanimous permission for you to hit the snooze button and go back to dreamland. But you didn't ask their opinion. The voice you've chosen to listen to is one of defiance. A voice that says there was a reason you set that alarm in the first place. So sit up, put your feet on the floor, and don't look back, because we've got work to do. Welcome to the grind. For what is each day but a series of conflicts between the right way and the easy way? 10,000 streams fan out like a river delta before you, each one promising the path of least resistance. Thing is, you're headed upstream. And when you make that choice, when you decide to turn your back on what's comfortable and safe and what some would call common sense, well, that's day one. From there, it only gets tougher. So just make sure this is something you want, because the easy way out will always be there, ready to wash you away. All you have to do is pick up your feet. But you aren't going to, are you? With each step comes the decision to take another. You're on your way now, but this is no time to dwell on how far you've come. You're in a fight against an opponent you can't see, but oh, you can feel him on your heels, can't you? Feel him breathing down your neck. You know what that is? That's you. Your fears, your doubts, and insecurities all lined up like a firing squad, ready to shoot you out of the sky. But don't lose heart. While they're not easily defeated, they are far from invincible. Remember, this is the grind, the battle royale between you and your mind, your body, and the devil on your shoulder who's telling you that this is just a game. This is just a waste of time. Your opponents are stronger than you. Drown out the voice of uncertainty with the sound of your own heartbeat. Burn away your self-doubt with the fire that's beneath you. Remember what we're fighting for, and never forget that momentum is a cruel mistress. She can turn on a dime with the smallest mistake. She is ever searching for the weak place in your armor, that one tiny thing you forgot to prepare for. So as long as the devil is hiding the details, the question remains, is that all you got? Are you sure? And when the answer is yes, when you've done all you can to prepare yourself for battle, then it's time to go forth and boldly face your enemy, the enemy within. Only now you must take that fight into the open, into hostile territory. You're a lion in a field of lions, all hunting the same elusive prey with a desperate starvation that says victory is the only thing that can keep you alive. So believe that voice that says you can run a little faster and you can throw a little harder, and that for you, the laws of physics are merely a suggestion. Luck is the last dying wish of those who want to believe that winning can happen by accident. Sweat, on the other hand, is for those who know it's a choice. So decide now, because destiny waits for no man. And when your time comes and 1,000 different voices are trying to tell you you're not ready for it, listen instead to that lone voice of dissent. The one that says you are ready. You are prepared. It's all up to you now. So rise and shine.
Hey, what's up, everybody, man? Welcome to the Realist Show, everyone. Welcome to the grind. We are getting things prepared here today. Definitely have a word for you guys. Want to make sure, ladies and gentlemen, that you are all settled in over there where you are. And, fam, somebody is calling your phone, but it's you.
Oh, it's me. I'm looking for my phone.
Oh, okay.
That's my other phone.
Old lady moment. All right.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been here for like 2 days.
All right.
What's up, everybody out there on Blog Talk Radio? Thank you so much for being a part of the grind. We appreciate you logging in, actually tuning in live on the grind, number 646-668-2564. Man, some of you have had a rough weekend. Some of you have had a rough Monday. But guess what? Fear not. The grind is here. You are absolutely in the right place at the right time. Guys, it's cold in Vegas. I don't know how it is where you are, but it's cold in Vegas right now. So I'm trying to figure out, are you actually on the call? You answer the call. We got a whole bunch going on over here. All right. So we're going to let people get tuned in, everybody, on Facebook. We're going to let people get tuned in on Instagram, and we know that people are tuned in on Blog Talk Radio, so we are good to go there. So I want to make sure that everybody is, here we go, let's go here, And while we do this, guys, while we get tuned in everywhere else, man, it was a song, man, that God told me to play for you guys this morning. And I know that somebody's going to be able to relate to it, because guess what? It's 2020 and we're midway through it. And guess what, man? Somebody is already either fighting for the victory or they already have the victory. Let's go, man. Get ready. Buckle up.
Let's go.
But great morning to everybody that's jumping on the grind on Blog Talk Radio. I say hello to all of our faithful call-in listeners. We truly appreciate you for dialing in. And to everybody that's jumping on Facebook, hello, great morning, great morning, great morning. And to all of you that are tuning in on Instagram, great morning. I can tell you that it is definitely another amazing Tuesday, another day for us to go out and to be great. And I'm excited. It's a little chilly outside, but that's okay. Because you know what? When the light is shining bright and when you are that light in the world, and then guess what? You warm up the atmosphere. So what's going on, baby?
Man, everything is everything. I'm good to go, you know, taking life day by day, minute by minute, as we always do, just seeing things for what they really are, not for what, you know, for what I think they are. I'm just vibing in this thing, man. You know, making sure that I don't get tripped up, making sure I don't get caught up, making sure
that doing something
that making sure that I don't get messed up, you know, because all of that gets you set behind.
Right.
So, man, there are a lot of things that we talk about and have talked about on this show. And one of the overshadowing things or things that we talk about all the time is growth.
Yes.
You know, and, you know, it's just something that has to happen. But when we really look at what happens in life and how we are vibing and thriving and what we do, the biggest thing that we try to do is not make mistakes. And then when we make mistakes, we try to learn from those mistakes, because we know that it is impossible to go through life without failing.
Absolutely.
Impossible.
It is. It's impossible. You know, I mean, that's a part of life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when people realize that, then there'll be more people in the world who join the three percenters, because mm-hmm. The three percenters, everyone who's a part of the three percenters, those are the ones that understand that, you know what, you got to take some risks in life. You got to do some things, knowing that failure is a part of the process. We would not be where we are today had we not failed at doing a lot of things that we failed at making the wrong decisions and mistakes that we've been able to
and
make.
And we're still failing.
Yeah, but you know what? You never fail. You learn.
Miserable.
You know, for real. You end up learning through the process. You learn from the failures. And you know, what ends up happening is once you go through it one time, it's a choice after that if you choose to keep on going through it.
Yeah, you know? we call that insanity.
We've all been insane.
Yeah,
like, for real,
yeah.
All have been insane in life. So,
man, absolutely. I just wanted to give somebody some relief on that this morning to let you know, man, it's okay that, you know, things aren't going the way that you want them to go.
Right.
It's okay that things aren't really happening as fast as you want them to happen. But what we really want to talk about with you guys today is, you know, life being, I'm not going to call it a game. A lot of people will call it a game. It's reality, but it can be a game too. But life is a series of adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
And, you can call it a game of adjustments or whatever you want to call it. You know, just as we play, you know, played tongue-tied this morning. Just as we played Ty Tribbett, you know, I got the victory. You know, when you say you have the victory, do you really believe you have the victory? And, you know, you can see those things, you know, as though they are not. What's the saying? See those things that are not as though
they are, right.
As though they are, and have faith. And you can move forward, you know, in that and never actually grow. So life is a game of adjustments or a series of adjustments. And you really, you know, Pam, the thing that I believe people have to ask themselves is, how are you adjusting? Or first of all, are you adjusting? And I want you guys, all of you that are listening to us, all of you that can see us this morning, as a matter of fact, we're on Facebook Live, we're on Instagram Live on three. So we got like three or four different more here. We're also on Blog Talk Radio. So if you want to go on Blog Talk Radio, and here is the live well, guys, 646-668-2564. I should know that number by heart by now. But anyway, you know, think about where you are right now. And this is a very practical show, right? Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, let's say hello to everybody, man. No Limits, we see you, brother.
All right, yes, we do.
Jasmine Monet, what's going on?
Yes, we see
Z with the T, what's happening? Great morning to you. Jamise Michelle Sky, what's going on, young lady? Dee Dee from New York City, what's happening? What's happening with you?
Great morning.
Yeah,
yeah. See you, Twayla and Rachel and all you guys out there jumping on, we truly appreciate each and every one of you.
All of you that said hello, we'll say hello back.
Hello, Stacy.
Right.
Great morning, absolutely. Hello.
So So this thing is really, it's because we really want you guys to think about where you are and what you're doing right now, because life is definitely a game of adjustments or a series of adjustments that you have to make. And when you think about, you can compare it to sports. And my favorite sport, which is golf, it's definitely a game of adjustments because you're never going to hit the best shot every time you step up to the tee.
Right.
Right. But just like that, just like life, how do you adjust when you don't hit a bad shot in life? Or do you adjust?
Well, that's the question you're asking.
that's the question I want you guys to ask yourself.
How do you adjust?
How am I adjusting, or am I adjusting?
Or am I adjusting? That's a good question, because you know what? At the end of the day, just like we're saying, life is all about adjustments. And so if we're not adjusting, what happens is we go from day to day, from month to month, from year to year, and taking that same person to the same, from one destination to the next destination, or you end up staying in the same place. So, you know, if we don't learn to make adjustments in life, what will end up happening is we'll never change, you know? Mm-hmm. So every like year, it's a new year, right? Every year you can't bring that same old system into the new year. You know, you got to figure out what needs to change, what needs to adjust, because obviously it was the old you that got you to where you were and where you ended up at. So, you know, and I think that many times in life, that could be the problem, to where we don't recognize that we need to adjust. And mm-hmm. so because we don't recognize that we need to adjust, you know, it's kind of like you're stuck in the matrix.
Right. And let's keep it. So let's understand the two, because Pam is talking about change. She's talking about adjustments. All of that's change. Right. So change happens inevitably all around you. Things are changing every day, but you have to adjust. We're talking about those real time adjustments. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're going to like drill all the way down this morning and get really into the real time stuff. Right. So not just saying you got to change. Everybody knows, you've heard that from a baby. You got to change in order to get better, in order to grow.
Right.
Right. So. But we're talking about those real-time adjustments that you're making every single day, right? Who are you? Who's in your life that's helping you make those adjustments, right? When you pick up the phone, because let's get deep with this morning, because we need to help somebody. When you pick up the phone and you call somebody, who are you calling? Are you calling somebody that knows how to make those adjustments, that's been there before, that person that can, that you know is where you want to be, on the same path, and they can get you there. They can help you get there and make that adjustment. I'll give you a good example. If I'm trying to go and be a doctor, let's keep it simple. I'm trying to go be a doctor. You know, I want to call somebody for some advice at a specific stage mm-hmm. that I'm in. I can't call, you know, my friend, the dog catcher. You know, he's not going to give me
Why not?
Any relevant advice on what I'm trying to do, because he's not where I'm trying to get.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
And that has nothing to do. That has, I'm going to say nothing, but it doesn't have everything to do with money. It doesn't have everything to do with about any one thing, right? It's about where that person is and how they think. And if a person is, let's just say that person is the best dog catcher in the world, right? They got there, but they can't tell you anything about that field that you're in,
right?
So you need to find somebody that is where you're trying to go, that has already surmounted that obstacle, and they know, they can give you some great advice on how to get past that obstacle. So the real time adjustment is this for me when I'm on a golf course, right? I hit the ball in the woods, right? And it depends on how deep it goes in the woods, because I'm not going deep in the woods looking for a ball. I don't get paid to do this, right? So depends on where that ball is. If I see it sitting there and I know that there's some obstacles in front of me, and I have to ask myself some questions.
Mm-hmm.
How am I going to get this ball out of the woods? Right? How am I going to get it out of the woods? Am I going to try and go through the woods? Mm-hmm. Am I going to just chip it back out into the fairway, you know, and then try and get up onto the green and then one putt? Or am I going to try to go straight through? I see an opening, and am I going to go straight through because I think I can do it? You see what I'm saying? So all of these adjustments that you're making in life, these adjustments are determining not only where you go, it determines how you go there and how fast. So we're going to talk about also how fast you're making adjustments as well. So you have to first make the decision. And it's almost like the show, Pam, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, right? Mm. When you're faced with something, yeah. When you're faced with something, you know, and they give you a lifeline, who do you call? You know.
But, you know, and that's good. That's real good. When you're looking for that lifeline, who do you call? But, you know, on this show, we start at the bridge, right? We cross the bridge, and then we get them to the destination.
Start at the
right?
beginning, yeah. We get to the bridge,
right? So mm-hmm. now, what about that? Let's just kind of talk. Since this is the realest show ever, let's just kind of talk about this. There may be some people that's watching that doesn't have that lifeline. You know, maybe they don't have somebody in their life to represent where they're trying to go. Mm-hmm. Because many times in life, we can find ourselves in that position where you're not surrounded around people who dream like you do, who think like you do, who, you know, could even understand or have been where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, So, you know, how does a person like that be able to make the adjustments in their life? And I can say that, you know, one of the things that I can add to that is that you have to be able to, no matter what, put yourself into the atmosphere and to connect yourself to things that are going to grow you and stretch you. And I think that that's where mentors come into place. That's where coaches, and you may not be able to pick up the phone and have that conversation. That's where books come into place. Audios come into place, you know, in order to, you know, kind of grab a hold and to connect yourself to the thing that's going to help you to make those adjustments to kind of understand it. Because, you know, I think that that's could be a lot of our situation to where, you know, we don't have nobody to pick up the phone and call. And sometimes, you know, truly even the relationships don't even exist like that, mm-hmm. to where you even want to connect and, you know, to that extent, you know?
So, and let's back up a little bit too, because that's good. I'm glad you brought that up. Because you said a lot of people don't have that, but now let's back up a little bit and let's do our due diligence. Let's clean the house before company comes over. Right. So let's make sure that, you know, you are putting yourself in the arena or in a circle of people that actually can help you.
Right.
Right. So, it may not be a circle of 10, 12, 15 people.
Right.
But
right.
it may just
be
one person.
Anyway.
Right. Yeah. It may just be one person, right, that actually is that person that can help you.
Right.
And the way you determine, you know, that person is that person is somewhere that you want to be, or that person is somebody that you admire, someone that you respect. They're level headed. They're going to give you the right information based on what's best for you and not what's best for them.
Right.
Right. And so when you look at that, you know, there's a person that some of you are thinking of, and there's some people a group that you want to be around. So how do you get to be a part of that circle or even close to that so you can glean what's going on? And there's some humility that you have to have. Right. Because everybody wants to have everything figured out.
Right.
Right. But the reality is none of us do. And believe it or not, Pam have, you know, a circle of people that we can call and talk to about things that we're going through, right? You guys may not know them, right? But we do have people that we can call that we're going through some things. But here's the thing. There's always a rift there. And we talked about this on the previous shows. There's a rift between a higher level circle and a lower level circle. So if, like, take Pam and I, you know, if we know that we want to be in a circle of eight-figure earners, with us being, you know, multiple seven-figure earners, we need to be in a circle of eight-figure earners, right? That's the next phase of evolution for
right.
us financially.
Right.
And so if a person, money has no bearing. I don't want to confuse anybody. Money has no bearing on, let me say the right word. Forget it. That's the real show ever. Money has no bearing on intelligence, integrity, and character.
There you go.
None of that. It doesn't. You can get a person that has a ton of money, but have no freaking sense. Okay. And things happen. And it's always the mystery. How do they get money? Because money is no respect to person. Right. But you do have to sleep at night. You do have to decide how you want to show up. You do have to decide, you know, how do I want to be viewed? So when you're looking for somebody, you want to find a person that has a level head, a person that you know has some integrity, some character, somebody that's not going to use you to get what they want, somebody that's not going to abuse you behind closed doors. All of that you take into consideration, right?
Right. Well, absolutely.
So
you want to find somebody that represents what you
want. I want you to weigh in on this, but I want to get you all of the juice for it, right?
Uh-huh.
So when you there's that rift I was talking about, and in order to surpass or get through that rift, because the rift is you've got like Pam and I. Now, I'm just going to put this on us first, so I don't want to offend nobody. Pam and I, we want to make sure we're in a circle of people that think like we think, right? That have the same values that we have, that want to go the same places that we want to go in the same manner that we want to go there, right? So when you find that group of people, then how do you get around them to be able to glean from them, right? You may not get to be right in the juiciness of the circle. And that's a new word this morning, that juiciness. Right? You may not be able to get right in the juiciness of the circle, but at least you can get close enough to glean from them to see, okay, boom, I got that. Y'all not leaving without me. Okay, boom, boom. See what you're doing. Yeah, I like
right.
the way you do that. I like the way you talk about that. I like that. I like what you, let me write that down. So you get close enough because the rift, I keep talking about the rift.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all saying, Nate, what the heck is the rift? The rift is the push-pull, right? So the rift is you've got people that are at a higher level that have historically been told, you can't, you know, giraffes can't associate with turtles.
Right.
Right. So if you're thinking on another level, you can't be around people that are not thinking on your level. Right. So now, and here I am sitting here telling you guys that you have to, you know, get around people that are on a higher level. So you're trying to get around people that are on a higher level. And I'm telling you to get there. People that are on a higher level, you know, they're being told to stay away. There's that rift. There's that expanse that I'm talking about, that you have to figure out how to swim past, or how to, I don't care if you jump, mother may I jump one giant step, I don't care. You have to figure out how to surmount that obstacle, right? Mm-hmm. So how do I get from here to here so that I can glean from where I want to be, the people that are where I want to be? How do I do that? And the way you do that, Pam, is by practicing the principles that are a part of the promise that you're trying to get. Right. So that means I want to show the people that where I'm going, that I want to be there.
Right.
Right. I want to be there. I want to get noticed. I want to make sure that there is no mistake that, you know, I'm not I'm here, but my aspirations are to be here. And I got to tell you guys something. Every single time a person that is at a higher level than you, you may think that they don't want to be bothered with you, and they really don't if you are you and not being the person that you want to become. If you start to really, really put forth the effort, and now they see you, because everybody that's at a higher level, it's never really success until you've helped somebody else create it. It's duplication.
Right.
So they're always looking for somebody else to bring up. It gets to a point to where it's no longer about money. And we're still talking about adjustments, guys. You know, it gets to the point where it's no longer about money, and you want to just find some people that you can, you know, allow to some people that you can allow to benefit from your overflow.
Right.
You know, and that overflow is not just you got to get out of the realm of thinking of everything on a monetary level.
Right.
Everything is not about money.
No.
The money comes when you take care of the, when you take care of the mental and you take care of the physical, especially in the industry we're in. When you take care of those two, then the money starts to come in, right? But you want somebody, Pam, that can take advantage of your overflow and somebody that is right there ready to receive from you. And especially in our industry, we got a lot of people that some people get it, but some people just, you know, they come into this thing saying, I got it all figured out. I know what I need to do. And some of them may say, I don't know what I need to do, but I'm still going to try to do it on my own. And it takes longer.
Some of them all over the place.
That way. Right. You know, over the place. And
but,
it's just a funny thing.
But no, that's good. You know, that's really good what you just shared. And I think that you hit the nail on the head too earlier when you talked about humility. Because, you know, it takes humility in order to put yourself in those positions. And it also takes having a heart to serve, which I think a lot of people miss, you know, along the way. You know, honest, when it comes time to, you know, really being able to move in the purpose that God has given, you have to be willing to be humble. You have to be willing to remain humble, and you have to be willing to serve in every capacity that you can serve in. And, you know, people miss it there. You
add
know,
value.
Yeah.
And, or how can you add value?
Some value, right.
Add value.
You have to. Yeah. You got to be able to add some value. Every day we've been talking about that. If you're not adding value to the situation, to whatever it is you're trying to accomplish, to where you're trying to go, then, you know, what is it worth, you know, really?
And like you said, adding value, but you have to figure out how you're going to add value, guys. And these are the adjustments we're saying that you have to make real time in your life, because the year's going to go real fast. You know, and you're going to get real left behind if you don't make those adjustments quick, right? So be quick to make adjustments, you know, and you're moving forward and you're not afraid to fail. So when I think about Pam, we take Pam has certain strengths that I do not have, right? She has certain talents that I do not have, right? You know, and there's certain things that I do in our business and our relationship that she can't do. And I'm saying she can't ever do them, but I'm just saying, you have to know. I've heard the smartest person, some of the smartest people in the world say some of the smartest things in the world, and they've gotten where they want to be, and because of what they did. Take the CEO of the Ford Motor Company. I can't remember his name. Some of you are going to Google that for me and throw that in the chat. But the CEO of the Ford Motor Company is on the tip of my tongue. You know, he said he wasn't a very learned guy. You know, he sat in his office and they said, well, you know, well, how did you build this major, you know, company? And you don't even have this education and that education, and you can't do this and that. He said, well, he says, I may not be able to do that, but I have a Rolodex and a full of people and a phone that I can pick up and I can call the people that can.
Right.
And I know how to put them together. And I believe that's one of the marks and the signs of a true leader, because that leader knows how to make the proper adjustments, who to put in the game, when to put them in the game, and how to use them for the overall victory of the team. I can't expect to do the things that Pam does right now. I don't have the ability right now, but the abilities grow as you go, right? So if you're thinking about what we're saying, guys, and it's the adjustments that you make, these are all adjustments that you have to make, but they have to be real-time adjustments. You got to know how to air and flow. When somebody tells you something and you know it's not right, change it, adjust it, fix it, right? And if it resonates with you, you know, if somebody tells you, you know, hey, look, you need to go out there and burn your car and file for the insurance money, you'd be like, ah, it's not right. Why would you do that? You know what I'm saying? But if somebody tells you, you know, hey, look, you need to, you know, they are where you want to be. They've got that level of success. If they tell you something, then they must know something. And you know in the spirit of what they're telling you, if they're telling you and they're being and they're being either selfish or they're just saying it just in general. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They know. You know their heart.
It's called discernment.
Yeah, you know their heart. Right. They know your heart. And when they're saying it, they're saying it to help you move forward.
Right.
Because you got to understand, guys, this thing is not all about money. It isn't. it's about integrity. It's about character. It's about, I mean, some of the things I see people do, there's no way I could ever sleep at night. There's no way I could ever look my kids in the face and be like, this is who I am. Some of the stuff people do on social media, I would be afraid for people, for my kids to see it, you know? And I'm like, there people are like, well, I'm just being free. No, that's not free. You know, I'm not judging people. I'm not telling people what they should do. But what I'm saying is that there are truths and then there are absolute truths. All right. Your truth is your reality. Do what you want to do. Right. But the absolute truth is there are certain things that are going to be perceived certain ways by people, the very same people that you're trying to show up the right way.
Mm-hmm.
With.
Right.
OK, so make the adjustments that you need to make. Learn how to tweak, learn how to adjust, learn how to move, because if you don't learn how to move quickly, right, you don't learn how to move quickly, you will quickly get left behind.
That's the truth. You're right. And, you know, I think that that is, again, that's the biggest thing is people just learning how to move quickly. Mm-hmm. Because many times you can realize that you need to make an adjustment. Henry Ford.
That's Henry very Ford. Simple. Thank you. Henry Ford. I told you it was on the tip of my tongue.
Right.
Thank you so much.
And but you know the adjustments don't get made for whatever reason, and then you look up and you're saying, "Dang, I knew that this wasn't working." That's kind of like living that life of insanity, and you know that it's not working. Everything within you is telling you it's not working. It's not even lining up with where you're going, your purpose, the things that you value, and you're not getting anywhere. So you have to be able to take that. That's the reason why people really to take a look at you know, when it comes time to the goals that we set and everything. You have to be able to measure them. You know, that's for real. You have to be able to measure what's happening so that you can see, okay, do I need to adjust something here? Do I need to tweak something here? Do I need to change something here? Do I need to do something different here? So that in doing this, like on a weekly basis, see what you did this week. Did you do something that, you know, that didn't work out? You know, maybe you tried a couple times. You say, okay, so that you can see, is it maybe just this time? Do I need to, you know, try it a second time? Do I need to let it go? And now you're able to, because you're taking the time to really look at what you're doing, the activity, and paying attention, because you're doing it, you're being consistent. Because that's the thing too, people aren't consistent in activity and then wonder why they don't win anything.
Right.
But now you're able to make the necessary adjustments so that you're not living that life of insanity, because that's for real. You know, we got all these cliches, but the definition of insanity is doing something over and over and over again and expecting something different to happen. And it's because the proper adjustments were not made in order for you to now get the results that you're looking for.
Absolutely.
So, and I think that we've all been there, you know, in our process, in this thing called life, to where that's the reason why, you know, many people take the old you into the new year every year. And you find yourself just spinning your wheel, not doing anything different, but wanting something different and wondering why you're not getting anywhere in life. It's because those adjustments, they're not being made.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that many times people may not make adjustments in life, right? Of course, because we're normal people. We go through different things, but our mindsets change. So with our mindset changing daily, we have the mindset to understanding that, you know what, hey, we got to do something different. Do we always move and do it like we need to? No, we don't. Well, because we still growing. But I think that many times people don't want to make the adjustments because an adjustment could sometimes be painful. Okay, but you got to realize that it's going to be painful one way or the other. Okay, so you're either going to take the pain, you know, of that adjustment so that you can shift and change and do something different so that you could grow through it. It may not feel good while you're going through, or you're going to stay and not make that adjustment. And now you're going to be in some other type of pain because you're not accomplishing anything and you're not moving and you're staying the same in life. Okay, so yeah, we're either growing or we're dying. So therefore, make the adjustments necessary in order to grow, so that you're not finding yourself going backwards or staying in the same position on the treadmill, you know, never, you know, just running in the same place and never going anywhere in life because of the adjustments not being made that's necessary in order to move yourself forward.
Doing what's hard now.
Yeah, you got to do what's hard now.
Easy,
right, right. That's the, you know, that's the whole thing of an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get up and we grind now, right? We do the things they tell you. Do the things now. What's the quote? Do the things now
others won't do.
Right. We do the things now that others won't do so that later on in life we can enjoy the things that people can't have. And that's truly because of the fact that, you know, it's a different kind of life. You know, an entrepreneur, people sit back and say, oh, freedom, freedom. Yeah, okay. Freedom, but trust, know, and believe. There's a price to pay for the freedom. You gotta grind, you know, hard. You grinding while other people sleeping, and you're doing things that people won't do, you know, in order to have what people can't have. And, you know, that's the whole process of it, but most people can't handle it. That's the reason why they settle in life. Yeah, they settle in life and go build somebody else's dream, you know, for their entire life, never doing anything that, you know, that lines up with the purpose that God has called them to do. You know, I don't care if you're grinding part-time in order to build something that's going to be a legacy, that's going to be something that you can leave, that's going to be something that you can sit back and you can say, you know what, I was on this earth, you know, at the end of the day, and I'm leaving something, I've accomplished something, I've walked in my purpose. But, you know, a lot of times people just say, you know, forget it, I'm just going to settle right here, I'm good, I'm going to take what life throws me, don't worry about the adjustments necessary, but yet come get up and complain about it. So what's the purpose? So if you're going to settle in life, then settle in life, be happy with the settlement that you decided to take, okay? Right, for real, because we all have the opportunity to either keep on going or to take that settlement check. And one of the things that Nate and I made a decision, right, a long time ago, that no matter what life threw us, as we went through every single thing that we could possibly have gone through, that we wouldn't settle there. Not only would we not settle there, but that we would not allow any of these things to take us out. That's where improvising, adapting, and overcoming came into place. That's the reason why we have such a strong foundation, because we built it on the principles that, you know, of us understanding that love had to be the foundation. So, you know, when you have that foundation and you stand on principles and you line your vision and your purpose up and with the things that God is telling you to do and with the people that you need to be connected to, now you're able to understand that there's certain adjustments that you got to make in your life in order to move yourself forward. So, and then you don't settle. Settling is not an option, okay? Settling just is not an option. So you can't settle, because when you settle, you're not adjusting. You're not creating. You're not moving. You're not becoming. You're not doing anything in life except saying, you know what, I decided to be mediocre, and hey, it is what it is.
Don't do it. There you go.
For real, no, I got that.
So no, absolutely, and that's true, man. When we look at, you really have to take this thing on a personal level,
right?
And you have to figure out what works best for you. But you do. Here's the thing, even Pam and I, you know, after earning, you know, multiple millions of dollars in this industry, guys, we still have a bigger vision that we tap into. We create our own vision, right? But inside of that vision, inside of that culture, we create our own culture, right? A culture that feeds culture. When you're tapped into a culture that doesn't resonate or feed the host culture, the big culture, then you're not moving that vision forward. You're not really doing your part to achieve that vision. And it's one thing to get, if you get where you want to be in life, and let's say you want to take a drive to, the country, and it's a 3-hour drive, right? And you're driving to the country, and, you're enjoying the roads, and, you know, you're following the street signs, and you're saying, okay, this is awesome. You're enjoying the scenery.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is great. You didn't get any tickets. You know, you're rolling, and it felt good when you got there. You was like, man, that was a great drive.
Mm-hmm.
I had a great drive. Everything is good. Now I'm here. I'm enjoying this lovely view, you know, but now let's contrast that. You were taking this drive 3 hours away to the countryside, and you didn't take in any of the view. You didn't stop to consider the cost that, you know, you were swerving all over the world, drinking and driving. You know, you stopped and peed on the side of the road.
Like,
you know,
like,
You know, I'm just telling them contrasting on how you get places. It makes a difference, right? You know, you hit a deer and two dogs on the way there, you know, because you were driving all over the place. You weren't paying attention, but you got there. Mm. The car is all messed up, you know, you're all frazzled, but you're there. All you can say is, I'm here.
Wow.
But you got there like a wrecking ball.
Wow.
Right? Now, some of you like that. If that's how you want to get where you want to be, then do that, right? But you have to know what your nature is. If you have a destructive nature to tear down, then you're going to be around other people that have destructive natures to tear down. And that's what you're going to do. It's just who you are.
Mm.
But if you're the person that says, you know what, I want to enjoy this journey. I want, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say that, you know, Pam and I don't care how we show up. We do care how we show up, you know, in the world. We do care how we show up, you know, even on social media. We do care. You know, we can't sit here. The person that says, well, I don't care what they think about me. There's a level to that. You know, you don't let trivial people sway what you're doing because you know where you need to be going.
Right.
You know you're on track, right? You're on track to your purpose. So you don't care what people that aren't right for you think. But everybody cares. Let me just put it that way. Everybody cares what somebody thinks. So how you do what you do is more important, is just as important as what you do. The speed that you do what you do is important.
Right.
Because making the adjustments and making the adjustments fast, not being afraid, you know, I'm going to fail. I'm not saying make uninformed decisions. What I am saying is that let me give you something. Can you give me that thing? The big thing, the ball thing.
Oh.
With the ball on it. So I'm gonna give you guys a very practical. I'm gonna give you guys a very practical because I mean this show is all about, you know, helping you guys get across the bridge, and I don't want to, you know, I got to make sure that I'm not talking over anybody's head, right? So it's down to even the smallest things. So this morning, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, my back started hurting so bad. I couldn't even move, right? I was like, oh my gosh, I can't move. You know, Pam was at the stove. She was cooking something. And she was like, you know, I can put some Alleviate on it. And I was like, okay, cool. But you're doing something right now, right? So let me go and let me do something about this myself, right? So I needed to make the adjustment quick. So I went and grabbed this little tool that I bought at the gym, right? And this tool is like, I was like, oh, sometimes you don't know why you're doing things. I was just led to buy it. But it came in handy for this purpose.
He's a gadget guy.
This tool I can take and I can actually massage any part of my back, right? Hooks over your shoulder. And I feel so good. It's a trigger point, right?
I think you bought it with me.
That tool is twofold. Yeah, it's a trigger point, right? Some of y'all be like, Nate, so mean. I don't understand. Anyway, it's a trigger point. So I went and got this. And guys, I always talk about improvising, adapting, and overcoming.
Right.
And that's the epitome of adjustments, right? So I looked at this thing, knowing Pam, okay, I didn't want to stop Pam from doing what she was doing. And plus, I know how she feels about putting that Alleviate on her hands. You know, she'd be like, I got to get it off my hands, you know? So I was like, cool, let me do this. So I went and took this thing right here, okay, and I stuck the tip of this right here in the jar. This is the realest show ever.
Did you really?
Know this, okay? I stuck the tip of this in the jar, got me some Alleviate on it, took my shirt off, and put me some Alleviate wherever I wanted to put it and got a massage at the same time.
Wow.
Right? Adjusting.
That's a very good idea.
Improvising, adapting, and overcoming, guys. It's about adjustments. Are you making adjustments in your life? And how fast are you making them? Are you sitting around waiting for somebody to do something for you? Or are you just going to say, you know what? I'm going to do this myself because I control my center. And we talk about that all the time, right? We talk about how do you get started?
Right.
Well, everybody says that the start is the hardest part. No, the start is not the hardest part. The bridge is the hardest part. Okay, because you don't know what's going to happen after you get started.
Yeah,
because
a lot of people start and quit right after they start. So you're right. You know, that is true. There's a quote out there that's saying the start is the hardest. But that's true. Many people start and then people never cross the bridge. So it's like, and that's one of the things that is one of the hardest things to understand, because there's people out there that make a decision But as soon as they make that decision, boom, here comes something. Because when you decide to do something different, you got to be prepared that, you know what, that journey is not going to be easy. Because just like you just said, when you compare those two roads to get to that destination, it's all about the journey. It is not about the destination, mm-hmm. because it's the journey that's going to make you, as you are now crossing that bridge in order to get to that destination. But you're right. It's that bridge part. That's the hardest part, is that learning how to make the adjustments, how to improvise, adapt, and to overcome that situation that many people don't want to deal with, you know, because, again, that's the pain, mm-hmm. you know, that you got to go through. Right. So, yeah.
Let me give you guys a sneak preview for those of you that have not. Went and looked at the episodes, the three episodes, actually four, centered around Master Your Mindset. So we have four episodes earlier in this show. Earlier in the series of The Grind, guys, when it first started, called Master Your Mindset. And there was four different sections to it. It was the beginning, it was the bridge, it was the destination. But so it went like this, the beginning, the bridge, and then it went to the who, the what, and the why. And then Pam did a series that says, it's your turn. And then it went to the destination. So overall, you know, three, four different things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when we talked about the beginning, the way we were able to get people started, and we got emails saying, you know, thank you so much for actually helping me get started. And it was nothing that I physically did. I just helped people get started,
right?
And because it's not the hardest part. The start is not the hardest part, right? It's easy sometimes. It's easier sometimes to, as Will Smith said, to get that parachute, or as Steve Harvey said, and walk to the cliff. That's the easier part, right? Jumping is the hard part,
mm-hmm.
right? So what really was happening, guys, was you tell people, or you as a person should say, let me do what I control, right? You can control it. You can change it, right? If you own it, you can fix it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't fix it if somebody else is owning it, or if you are submitting to somebody else that owns it. You can't fix it. So, but if you say, let me do what I can do. So if I have goals that are attached to a vision, and I look at what I want to achieve, and I set my goals, out of all of those goals, I'm going to do the things that I can control.
Right.
So I got a person I know I need to get literature from, I got a person I need to get signs from, I got a person I need to get to do the audio stuff, I got a person I need to do to get the video stuff, all of this stuff, all of these different facets of what you do, you say, okay, out of everything that I know I need to do to get started, what can I do?
Mm-hmm.
What do I control?
Right.
All right. So, and we've heard my man E.T. always say, start with what you have, because what you have is enough,
mm-hmm.
right? So you take that little piece and you say, well, let me do, you've got 10 things that you know you need to get done. And if you really start to analyze them, you say, you know what? Five of those things I can do myself. I don't have to wait on anybody else, because you got to realize that a lot of people don't even get, that's why they say it's the hardest part.
Right.
A lot of people don't get started because they're waiting on somebody else to do something for them. It's not the hardest part, right? That's the easiest part, when you do what you control, right? So whatever you control, you do those five things, you start doing those five things, guess what happens? You just got started.
Mm-hmm.
So now when you get to the bridge, now you just got started. Now you got those other five things that you know you need to get done. Then you're saying, okay, can I just still move on to the bridge and start and kick this thing off with what I have? Again, adjustment again. Start with what I have, because what I have is enough.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep moving across that. You start moving across that bridge. And here's the thing about the bridge. And I was listening to this show just on the airplane, Pam. I was listening to it, and I said, here's the thing about the bridge. And it's the beautiful part of when you start doing things that you control, and you control it, right? You start getting on that bridge by yourself. You don't want the wrong people on the bridge with you. You don't. Because you gotta gauge and know who you're taking on the bridge with you.
Right.
That's why you start with what you have, and you allow people to buy into what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Because now they see it.
Right.
Right. So when you get on the bridge, Damn, once you get there, the last thing you want on a bridge, and I know you don't like bridges.
No.
Pam doesn't like bridges. She doesn't like to cross them, especially those ones with the metal grates on them.
Right.
You know, she's like, I don't even want. She closes her eyes when we're crossing bridges.
I'm like this.
Right? Yeah.
When I have to drive, I'm like this.
Yeah, the bridge is constantly moving already. It's scary enough, right? It's scary enough all by itself. But when you get on the bridge with people that you're not supposed that aren't supposed to be on the bridge with you, the last thing you want to look back and see is that now you got somebody back there playing on the bridge, shaking the bridge from side to side. You know, you got somebody back there jumping up and down on the bridge. You know, you got somebody back there taking a break on the bridge, eating a cheese sandwich, and you still moving.
Right.
You know, that means you took the wrong people on the bridge with
you.
That's
right.
It means you incorporated the wrong people to help you move your vision forward.
Right.
So if you get started, nobody can see the vision, Pam, unless you get started and start moving it.
That's right.
Then people buy into what you have, and that's how you get started, and that's how you start making your vision come true and start reaching your goals. And now people start to believe in it because they see it happening.
Right.
It's hard for somebody to believe. Faith is one of the hardest things to have. It really is. It's hard for somebody to believe. We talk about it all the time, right?
Right.
Right. But it's hard for somebody to actually believe something that they're not seeing,
mm-hmm.
right? And, you know, my man Les Brown said, you know, everybody says, if I see it, I'll believe it, right? And the epitome of what we do is I'll believe it.
Yeah,
if I believe it, I'll see it.
Right.
Right.
To see it.
That's the epitome of faith. And when you get to that point, you believe it. If I believe it, I'll see it. When you get to that point, you become unstoppable.
Right.
At that point,
mm-hmm.
because nobody can tell you. Right. Nobody can tell you that it's not there. Right. Because you believe it and they don't. Right. So guys, the beginning, the bridge. And we didn't even get into talking about the destination because that's a whole nother,
ballgame. Yeah,
you know,
but it's all about the journey,
mm-hmm.
you know, because that's how you're going to get across the bridge. If you don't embrace the process and embrace the journey and understand, just like you just said, everybody, you can't take everybody across that bridge with you. So therefore, you know, there may be some that are there at the start, just like everybody, you know, a lot of people can get started. Then you wonder why they fall off, they quit. They weren't meant to cross that bridge with you, you know.
Right.
And you have to let go and keep on moving, because otherwise what's going to happen is you're just going to make that journey longer. And, you know, at the end of the day, you just keep on moving so that now you can get yourself to that destination, because life is all about going from destination to destination. It's not about the destination. It's about the journey that allowed you to get from one point to the next point. And making those adjustments along the way so that, you know, you can learn, you can grow, you can become, you know, what you need to be at that next destination. Just like you shared earlier with those two different roads, you know, if you take the wrong road in order to get there, you may not have what you need mm-hmm. once you get to that next destination. And then you wonder why, you know, it's not all that it cracked up to be. Maybe it's not solid. Maybe you don't have the foundation that's necessary. It's because you didn't line it up with your vision. You didn't line it up with your purpose. You just said, I'm going to do whatever's necessary in order to get there. I don't care, you know, how I do it. I just want to win, right? And now you find yourself here, right? You got there, but was it done with integrity? Was it done, you know, where it lined up with your purpose? Did you change the lives that you were meant to change? Did you, you know, listen to what God was telling you to do? And so, but you're there. And now what? Now you don't have that solid foundation. And now you got to go through some more things, maybe even some harder things.
Now you're wondering why nobody don't like you behind.
Because you just didn't care on how you got there. You just wanted to get there.
But man, thank God this is the realest show ever, man, because you know, y'all, you need to hear things for what, you know, as they really are. You know, nobody's trying to talk over anybody's head, but you know, you have to understand that it's okay for people, you know, when everybody's not meant to be with you along every aspect of what you do. Okay, God's going to send different people to be with you while you're going through different stages of your life, and that's cool.
sometimes it seems hard.